Well, we ready to go?
I don't know. You feel like this signal is good?
No. Come on, man. It's two grumpy elephants.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I don't want it to be bad.
I don't want any of them to be bad.
All right. So, okay.
All right.
Bang. I'm off the lightning a little bit, so I'm feeling better.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. All
right. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, everybody? If you notice, we won't hear yesterday. Or, I mean, shit, I've been fucked up.
You fucked it up. All right.
No, all right. I was going to make a joke, but I didn't do it right. No, all right. What's up?
Five.
Right, do it again.
4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun,
you know,
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I'm your host, Jason. Joining me as always, rocking the American flag, is Jake.
What's up, everybody? What's going on?
We've kind of screwed y'all over last week, and we didn't mean to. It just happened. So we'd like to apologize for that. Shit happened. We thought we would be okay on the road, and it didn't work out. So we had to scratch it. So we'll try to make it work today for the 30 people that maybe catch it every now and then, you know. But we're here this week. We're going to try to give you a good show. In case you were wondering, I had to go out on the road, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. You know, give you a little northern, what do you call it?
POV.
Get the fuck out of there kind of shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
My boots POV, on ground.
Dude, we went through the Bronx. So I got some stuff to talk about. But we are on, you know, your Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We are still on YouTube for the moment. There's certain things we won't be able to talk about, so we can stay on YouTube for the moment.
Man, fuck YouTube, bro.
Yeah, fuck them all. But anyway, so like I said, sorry about last week. I know a couple of you called me and was like, hey, man, did y'all get banned or canceled already? And I was like, no, we just kind of weren't able to do the show, and you know, I felt bad about it. I didn't leave nothing on Facebook about it because nobody ever talks about it, and I can't get nobody to like it on Facebook any damn way. So if you were concerned about it, good. At least we know we got somebody out there. What are you doing, bro?
Scratching my back, bro. My back itches.
With a broken
It's a hot dog cooker.
No, that's a fly swatter. That's been made into a hot dog cooker.
Whatever Walmart's selling, I don't care.
They just ripped off the little yellow plastic. Yeah. Said, ah, it's a hot dog cooker now. Yeah, all right, back. So I guess we got to start with Andrew Cuomo.
God, do we have to?
Well, he has announced that he will resign. I don't know if you heard that.
I saw his name pop up on the headlines of CNN, and honestly, like, I don't like talking about him so much to where I was just like, dude, I don't fucking care.
No, I get you. I really am not excited about it other than this. Here's something that's a little shitty. Okay. So, you know, he's been investigated by the legislator of New York, or what, however it works. So, him resigning really more of a legal move than anything, because once he resigns, they're going to halt the investigation because they can't investigate a former office of whatever. So, a lot of Republicans were pissed off about it because they're pretty much shutting down the investigation if he resigns. So, basically, what they're saying is, you know, he'll be able to get away with all whatever he got away with. There will be no accountability as far as the legislators are concerned because he's resigning. I don't know when he's resigning. I don't know if it's this week, next month. Who knows? I don't give a shit. But what it's looking like is for him to be held accountable for any of the sexual harassment shit, the accusers will have to pretty much refile charges or something shit like that, you know? It's weird. It's pretty much they're saying, yeah, we're corrupt. We know it. So, whatever, you know. Whatever you want to think, you know, who cares? Because I'm out. Everybody's called for his resignation except his brother, you know, which is trying not to have a conflict of interest, even though he's been on his show like 18 times, you know. But now, you know. But let me tie in my trip to Vermont with that. Okay, so you don't really, it's hard to visualize things when you're just hearing it on TV or your buddies are talking about it at work. But we drove through the Bronx, okay, which Andrew Cuomo would be, that's his jurisdiction, right? The Bronx, downtown New York City, and whatever, you know. But we didn't go in Manhattan, but we were outskirts of it. I can't tell you how many piss and shit bottles we counted on the side of the road on underpasses, dude. And, of course, the traffic jam was right there. So we're,
it's
just
like my fucking bedroom at 12 years old.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, we were just staring at, I mean,
where
there was, you know, the
gamers
big,
at.
You know.
Hey.
Dude, not every gamer pissed in bottles in their room, okay? So I didn't. I mean, come on. We might have had empty bottles all over the floor, but I don't remember ever pissing in them. I mean, there is a pause.
Sometimes you got to pull that nuke, 25 kill streak.
But anyway, what I was saying is, you know, we got stuck in traffic in the Bronx. So all this, we're just looking at all these empty, you know, these fucking empty water bottles full of shit and piss. And I'm just thinking, you know, of course he's got other things on his mind right now. But it would be nice if somebody cleaned up the fucking highway, you know. Because we paid, like, by the time it was all said and done, we paid up to almost $40 just to drive through there when you count tolls and shit. You know,
and
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're paying to ride on this road and all the taxes that we have to pay. And it's by the time it's all said and done, it's about $40, maybe even less, maybe even more. And we're just staring at shit bottles and homeless people and fucking piss bottles everywhere, you know? And I'm like, because we usually try to avoid the tolls, but we were trying to, you know, save some time. Well, that didn't work out. I don't know why it put us through the Bronx, but I'm just thinking, I wanted to take pictures of it so I could show everybody on the show why this guy's probably, he don't give a shit about no accusations, or he don't give a shit what his city looks like. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck. It's dirty. It's fucking filthy. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that in. I thought it was hilarious that they're all about, you know, the environment and all that. Go on I-95. Go on I-95, motherfucker.
That place has never been known for its cleanliness. Even the...
Well, I know, it's the Bronx.
Even the
saying.
People who live there are like, oh, yeah, it's the piss bottles. It adds to the atmosphere.
I-95 is one of the main highways on the East Coast. You would think they would at least clean that one up. Okay, I understand 81. Nobody gives a shit about 81. They don't even have street lights. You know what I'm saying? There's no exits. You know, it's just fucking woods. But I-95, your main in and out, you can't clean that fucking thing up. There was, if you looked up, I told everybody, don't look up, because there was homeless asses hanging off the edge of the overpass. Ain't no telling if we were about to get shitted on.
Oh, you were about to get shitted on.
I mean, you know, I was like, we need to get the fuck out of away from here.
Yeah.
This is
that shit's like going to lunch with the guys, bro. You were about to get shitted on.
Yeah. I looked up one time and I saw ass cheeks. I was like, holy shit, thank God we're moving. So we just did get underneath. I was like,
they doing the bulldog? They doing the bulldog?
I didn't know somebody was going to get Mr. Hanky early for Christmas this year on behind us, but we got the hell out of there. But
you couldn't see them doing the bulldog where they pull their nuts through the back of their legs.
You see, I only know that from that movie. Isn't that off the movie Waiting?
Yeah.
I only know that from that, but I don't know what that is, other than it's something to do with your balls. But anyway.
You pull your dick and balls through.
So anyway.
You tuck your dick and balls in and then bend over, and it's supposed to look like a bulldog.
Man, it's amazing how fast the show goes off the rails. I mean, we're just trying to keep it light today, guys.
Right on the rails it needs to be on.
Yeah, because it's the verge of awesomeness. We're just...
The verge.
Gotta get it. The verge. You gotta get that
I'd
little bit
of...
But anyway, you know, dipshit's resigning.
Good. Good. I'm tired of fucking hearing about him.
I am too. But I think it's a little shitty that he's getting away with some of the other stuff he got away with as far as the COVID stuff. But I have a feeling in the quiet, there will be retribution.
You think so?
Quietly. Yeah, maybe.
You think any retribution is going to come from Hillary Clinton?
I doubt it.
I mean, imagine what she's gotten away with.
Well, be careful, because you might suicide yourself tonight. So.
In the back, I'm going to shoot myself in the back of the head twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Double tap yourself. You know, but we just got canceled. Surely that's the only algorithm there. But anyway, he's resigning. The lieutenant governor is going to be, you know, interim governor or whatever. I don't know how that works. Don't care. But good. I just wanted to get it out of the way. You know, it's news, but it ain't good news. It ain't great news. It ain't interesting, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And we've already used that as a title, so keep thinking, you know. What do you got for me?
Robin,
you look like you're ready to go with something.
Robin's gay.
Yeah, we talked about that. Should we have a moment of silence for Robin's character?
We should have a moment of silence for my interest. Why can't these people leave my shit alone?
Because it's your shit. Why you like it?
New Batman comic confirms that sidekick Robin is queer, says the headline on CNN. All right.
Let me ask you this. Did Batman know the whole damn time, though?
If Batman knew the whole damn time, that's a batarang in my back.
Yeah. That's why
that
was only a one-seater.
Of course he
knew.
That's
why he only had a one-seater. You know. The Batmobile. Did he have a two-seater in the Batmobile?
Yes. And he's had two seats in it all the time.
Okay.
It's his motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Well, the motorcycle comes out of the fucking Batmobile, does it not?
Yeah. And then I think the rest of the Batmobile is like a bomb after that.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to use to blow his gay ass up.
But let me ask you this. Why does that bother you as much as, what was the other thing? You had something.
Captain America?
Yeah. Why is Robin? It's Robin. Who gives a shit about Robin?
Are you kidding me, bruh?
Yeah, Robin's been shit on since he was invented.
By people who don't read comics.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I shit on him, but even Batman shitted on him.
When did Batman shit on Robin?
I don't know.
Batman ain't never shitted on Robin.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to get in a fight with you over comics today.
If Batman was shitting on Robin, he would never have had a Robin. In the first place.
I don't know. I mean, look. So does this go as deep as the Teen Titans? How far does this go down?
Well, so it says here Tim Drake. I believe Tim Drake at some point becomes a part of the Teen Titans. I'm not too deep in my Teen Titans lore. Plus, they're always switching up Teen Titans.
But Teen Titans is Robin Young, correct, right?
Well, there's different Robins. This is Tim Drake.
Okay, so his version of Robin is a homosexual.
It says here queer, but they go into it saying he's bisexual.
Did he actually write the word queer? Is it okay to say queer?
Swear to God.
So you're saying it's okay for me to say Robin is a queer?
Maybe not in your accent.
No, not in my accent.
Not in your accent.
Okay, my bad. All right, so I need to get. Let me write that down as a note to self. Don't say queer. Okay, so I think I said it wrong anyway. I can't say he's a queer. I got to say it. He's queer. As in, it's just not him making a choice. It is. He is. Right?
He is what is to be.
Pillow butter. I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So Robin's got a new load of Vaseline with him. He just went out on a date in the latest comic of fucking Batman Urban Legends. I don't know what the fuck that is. Never read it. Chances are neither of you. Nobody's reading that.
Have you ever heard the parody of Jingle Bells with Batman smells? And I guess now Robin really lays an egg.
Everyone has. No, Robin's taken an egg now.
Yes.
All right.
He is.
So
all right.
I've got that. And this is the second comic book story I've had. This is the third comic book story. Because I had the one about Captain America, and then I had the one about the Star Wars.
You did?
Where there was two Jedis coming into a Star Wars comic where they were both non-gendered or gender fluid.
Fluidity or something, yeah.
But,
Robin's gay.
He's bisexual, apparently.
That's gay.
That's gay.
What's the difference? I heard a very wise man told me.
You gay.
Bob on the knob, that's gay.
That's gay. No homo ain't going to dig you out of that hole, brother. No homo ain't going to dig you out of that one.
No, you got to say like 10 Hail Marys and like 10 no homos or something. No, that's what in religion would call a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
You know.
A homo sin.
So how does that change the story for you as far as that guy's version of Robin? Are you done with it or
no? No, this is just idiot writing some dumb comic that nobody's heard of.
Okay,
Urban Legends.
You know what they're doing, right? They're taking all these not as popular characters and changing them, and then sooner or later they're going to really start going for the big guys.
They already have. They went for Captain America first.
Yeah, Captain America, but it's not as huge as like a Batman.
I would beg to differ.
Really?
Yes.
I would say Batman's bigger than Captain America.
And well, here's what it gets into is
I'm thinking like Batman, Superman, Hulk. You know, the big name guys.
Captain America leads the team. Big. Captain America is the leader of the team the Hulk is a part of.
Okay, but now Thor's a woman. So what does that mean?
That's different. That's a different thing. That's a whole different thing. That's been going on since like the 80s.
He passed on the hammer.
That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
They're just not coming out like, oh, here's a new comic, Bitch Thor, number one, pre-order. Like, this has been going on for a while. But, who the fuck are you pandering to? These motherfuckers who go see the movies, they're not buying comics. They're not buying comics.
The ones that are pandering to aren't going to the movies either.
Yeah, they are. Have you ever met a straight person who watched a Marvel movie? Neither have I. So.
Hey, I've watched a Marvel movie.
Did you go to church and say you're 10 no homos?
Well, what is that a problem? Then Robin wasn't gay.
Robin's not Marvel.
I don't know. That's DC, right? Yeah, that's DC. But I'm thinking, like, what would you do? Okay, all right. The Robin thing, that hits home for true comic fans. I got it. But what would you do if it was, well, I mean, Aquaman. I don't know how big Aquaman
Aquaman's
is.
Been gay since, like, the 70s.
I mean, he talks to fishes, you know.
Come on.
He swims with seahorses.
Unicorns.
I almost said unicorns. I swear to God I did. No, but let's say they come out with a new transgender super person Superman. That would devastate me a little bit, I would think. And I'm not that big. I just wrote shit. Sit your ass down. We're not done here. All right. Well, now do you know what triggers Jake? If you talk about comic books or video games and you differ any way than what he thinks, this is what you get. You get a tantrum. He's having a moment now. Now he's going to know what I said when he goes back and does the editing, but y'all, well, if y'all can keep that to yourselves.
What the fuck did you... I don't watch this shit. I just put in the intro and put in the credits. Upload it.
And I need you to stick to that today, okay? That's exactly what you do today. Except edit the first part where I really fucked up the intro. But other than that, don't watch it.
My God.
Make sure you go to the second countdown, okay? But, no, I was saying, now we all know what really triggers Jake. If you really want to get under his skin, talk about his comics, talk about his video games, or talk about... I don't know what else to say, but it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Look.
Well, you didn't answer my question. Well, you did, but
I'll never read Superman again. I'll never read Superman again.
So you'll burn your Superman comics?
No. I will cherish those as a time from when once was good.
Well, get ready. I mean, you know it's coming sooner or later, right? You know it is.
So they found a black John Cena.
We'll move on.
Have you heard about
him? Can you see him?
Not if the lights are closed. Or not if the lights are off.
I'm not being racist. That's his, whatever.
So, now, this has been going around on the memes for a while now. Have you seen him?
John Cena? A black John Cena?
Black John Cena, yeah.
I have not. I've been out of the loop for a while.
They found black John Cena. And it really does look like him. But no, so the headline...
What if it's really John Cena, but he's doing like a Robert Downey Jr. kind of...
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
But so John Cena even...
He'd have to learn some more Mandarin. I mean, urban.
Yeah, more urban speak.
I don't know if you're going to just apologize.
Hey, y'all, check it out, bro. I'd be sorry and shit. I ain't meant it. So,
get serious, man. Let's
get serious. I'll show you right here. It says, the CNN article says, John Cena posts his black twin dubbed Jamal Cena.
Y'all Jamal Cena? All right.
Do you see him?
I see him, but can you pull up a John Cena picture to put it side by side?
No, I don't want to put up a fucking picture of John Cena on this podcast.
Well, we all know what he looks like. He does favor him. I don't know how much.
Here's my thing, though. Why can't the black guy be also called John Cena? Why do they have to call him Jamal Cena?
If you think about it, that's pretty racist.
That's pretty fucking racist. Why can't...
And that's a white guy saying it.
Yeah.
That's kind of racist.
A black guy could be named John, too.
This is CNN? This is all they got left?
This is all they got.
Nothing else to talk about? They sound like two grumpy elephants today.
Do you know what is... Hey, here's some proof. His name could be John, but his real name is Brendan, equally white as John.
Brendan?
Brendan, that's the guy's name.
Okay. Brendan. There's some news about Brendan Fraser.
Well, so...
Brendan Fraser?
Well,
he's doing a movie?
Well, so the thing of it was, you know, everybody on the internet loves Brendan Fraser about as much as they love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how that happened, but it's cool. I like him, too. But
well, somebody told Brendan Fraser about this. And they did some video where, like, he was crying.
He got choked up
and
shit.
Which, I mean, you know, that's pretty awesome for him to feel like he was just a forgotten actor and then to come back and be like, no,
you know. It has been a minute since he's done Mummy's Return or whatever it was. That's the last one I remember. He may have been in something else.
What was that movie he did with the cartoon character, kind of like Roger Rabbit?
I have no clue.
Oh, man. Somebody leave that shit in the comments or something for me.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah, somebody do that.
But so there's Jamal Cena. Next,
that's hilarious.
You know, Robin might die of starvation.
Because he's vegan?
No. Because according to this CNN article, it's harder for LGBTQs to get food than it is for non-LGBTQs.
What? I gotta feel guilty about eating now? Oh my god.
So overall, about 13.1% of LGBTQ adults lived in a household where there was sometimes or often not enough to eat in the past 7 days, compared to 7.2% of non-LGBTQ adults.
Did any of them have jobs?
No. The survey found...
That's the governor's fault.
Oh, no.
Let's see here.
Lightning call and hold on a minute.
Oh. You go ahead.
No, we're good. It's only well 7, pump fail. No, it's Calm down. Gonna need you to dial it down a little bit because I gotta explain it to you so you don't get me in trouble. It's been throwing a flow fail every time it tries to cut on. I reset it, it goes away.
Real quick.
I got you.
Real quick, I just laughed so fucking hard and was choking so fucking hard on my own laughter.
Did you burn some calories laughing?
Almost passed out.
You seen little flicker dots? You seen the little dots in your
no, vision? No, I just couldn't control myself, and it took me a second there to remember where I was. I forgot I was on the podcast there for a second. That was funny as shit.
It was funny, but don't go passing out, because just give me 1 second.
Oh man,
gonna do a reset.
So it says here.
You're killing me with the CNN though.
While COVID-19 pandemic has affected all Americans in one way or another, the newly released findings shed light on how it has been especially detrimental to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the U.S. COVID-19 has been worse on the gays than it has been on the straights.
So COVID discriminates. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what I'm finding out here.
Where's the fucking parades at for this shit?
I don't know.
Where's the outrage? Where's the passion? Where's the croutons? I don't know.
The Census Bureau's. This is all data from the Census Bureau.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that someone in that lifestyle has a different immune system?
Possibly. Possibly.
Interesting.
It could be because they all have AIDS. So it says here that the LGBTQ Americans disproportionately bear the brunt of the economic hardships, from food insecurity to unemployment.
Get a damn job. go buy your damn loaf of bread. I mean, come on. This is not real. There's no such thing as a discriminated virus. And hell, you're LGBT79? No food for you. Who's going around denying gay people food?
Well, so...
Did I hear you wrong? I mean, are they saying that they're oppressed by eating?
No. I think COVID's oppressing them. Harder than COVID's oppressing us.
Well, that's what they were saying about the African-American community at one time. I guess that didn't fly.
Well, so they had their riots.
They could always get the plusers on their side.
Yeah.
You know.
So did you know here,
ridiculous.
AOC.
Ridiculous. I'm making jokes about it because that's absolutely a ridiculous
statement. Fucking ridiculous.
So that's why I'm giving zero give a shits about it. Carry on.
So AOC just found out that she's scared of something new about January 6th now.
Holy shit. There's a two. January 6th plus. Same date, different shit.
January 6th, the 6th Yule.
Yeah.
So AOC has new fears about January 6th. So I'm going to ignore what this fucking article says. Here's what happened. Okay, is now, you know, she was all fucking afraid that she was going to get murdered. They were going to murder me. You know,
yeah.
Now she's come out and said, you know what I think? I think they were going to rape me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Pulling the old victim card with that. Oh my. Yep. You know, if I were a woman that had that issue, you know, that would piss me the fuck off. I'm telling you, it would, but I'm not, so I'm not. What a cunt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
No. Well, it's applicable.
A cunt.
Yeah.
That's strong language for those that don't like that are strong language.
Yeah. She was worried about...
If you don't like what I just said...
Go grump yourself.
Go grump yourself.
So, no, she's always been worried about them murdering her, but now she's reflected, and she's now scared that they were going to rape her.
Did she see this? Did her psychic tell her this or something? Did she have a reading this morning or that morning or something? I mean, what?
I think she lost a couple viewers on Twitch or whatever and then was like, I need something
new. Yeah, it's fundraising time. She needs to get back on the spotlight. Come, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
That's all it is,
spotlight
shit. I have zero time
to entertain anything like that. All you're doing is making yourself look like an idiot.
Which
that's pretty hard to do because you're pretty much rock bottom in that category. You're the dumbest congressman ever to hold the office. I mean, the dumbest. Absolute dumbest.
Congresswoman. Let's not
fuck
misgender.
That too. Fuck that too.
Oh, shit.
We're going on. I mean, hell, if we're going in, let's go all in. I mean, you know, that's what Robin said.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
All right, so we'd like to talk to you soon. About something serious right now.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with the COVID-19 vaccine,
you may be entitled to compensation.
Psych.
From the government.
Psych.
Hey, do got some COVID news, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
So, got a good story right here. Can't tell you a goddamn thing about it.
Might help save your life one day.
Because isn't it all stories? Isn't it all stories? So, all right, let's move on.
We're just going to start doing the podcast.
You gave me some good shit.
From now on.
You gave me some good shit. We talked a good while on your shit. You want to fly by? You have a 30-second. Hey, by the way.
No, I actually, I figured you were riding the lightning today, so.
I can shake the hell out of it. Well, I will say this. Biden's on vacation. And, you know.
From doing what? Holy shit.
He needs a vacation, bro. He can't stay up to 6 every night. Jesus Christ. God. All right. So, they're pulling out of Afghanistan, right? Well, guess who just took back over Afghanistan?
Yeah, I heard.
Taliban.
Well, I also heard he was pulling out of Afghanistan and then went back into Afghanistan like Robin and some college kid, but I heard he just pulled out of Afghanistan and then just sent like 1,000 troops back in or something
to get the people out of the embassy. That was it. They're pretty much done. From what I understand, they're done with Afghanistan. Whatever happens, happens. Now,
I'm a proponent of.
Okay, I understand that. Here's where we're gonna differ just a bit. Okay, because we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Correct. Taliban's not our problem.
But now once we were there and we built trust with the Afghan people and we just stabbed them in the fucking back and bolted, and now they're getting their asses kicked by the Taliban, that's not cool either.
No.
That's what I'll say on that. Now, if they're a sovereign country, they need to be able to take care of their fucking selves. We can supply them with arms. We can supply them with financials, whatever. But we don't need boots on the fucking ground. But once we were there, we should have fucking made sure that we wiped them completely, the Taliban completely the fuck out, so this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But if we didn't, you don't... Why do we announce the fucking... Why are we announcing it? Why do we put up fucking neon signs? We're leaving today! We are leaving today! Wait till tomorrow to fuck the damn capital up, or the embassy. We're leaving today, though. Why do we announce that shit? It makes absolutely no sense to me.
I don't know, but I know it's not our problem.
It's not, but it will be.
Shouldn't be our problem.
It will be.
It shouldn't.
It's not our problem until we got more buildings falling down.
Yeah.
But that's
and if we get more buildings falling down, then we need to lay them the fuck out.
Trump was trying to.
Is Japan knocking any more of our boats in the water? No.
See, now we got a problem.
They ain't coming back from
that shit. I don't know if people have put this together, but now we got a problem. Because Afghanis are going to be looking for someone to help them. And who's nearby? The Russians.
No. The Russians have already left Afghanistan. Before we got there, the Russians left Afghanistan because they couldn't deal with the Taliban. All of the equipment, most of the equipment the Taliban have is stolen Russian equipment.
Well, guess what they got
about
now?
70% of it is.
They got a shitload of American military.
Well, they've been stealing our equipment.
Well, we're left like 180 fucking Humvees decked out to the fucking Rambo-ish, you know?
Yeah, and if we're not just going to fucking carpet bomb the place, then we don't...
How do we not destroy that shit before we leave? Why do we leave it to where it can fall into these hands? Isn't that counterintuitive?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to leave. We're going to tell you what day we're going to leave. Listen, we're going to tell you what day we're leaving. We're going to leave this shit over here. But please don't touch it, okay? That's against the rules. You can't have it. It's there. But we're leaving tomorrow. But you can't touch this stuff over here. The fucking
I don't know, man.
What kind of rules of engagement is that? I mean, what kind of I don't understand. Let's fucking take them out and be done with it. Anyway, so we'll be talking about ISIS soon. it'll be one of those things again. I mean, really, you know, Trump had him almost. But anyway, I wanted to just tell you what Trump said. Trump called out Biden as losing Afghanistan through weakness and incompetence.
I saw that on Newsmax.
That's pretty much spot on. Did you get on Fox News at all today? And it may have been everywhere.
No.
But did you see the brawl in the NFL preseason game?
No.
Yesterday?
Did you say brawl?
It was a brawl. You know, it was stands all night. So it didn't tell you what team. I clicked on it. It said LA Rams. I clicked back off. Because, of course, they are. You know, it's LA. But there was some kind of big-ass brawl about a mix. Somebody poured out a drink on somebody, and they all went fucking apeshit crazy. But
goddamn,
it's the NFL. It's the NFL. I mean, who gives it? I mean, what else is new? Half of them are playing on the field. Half of them are in the stands. Don't matter.
Yeah.
How we doing on time?
We got a few minutes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to apologize for last week. Was a missed opportunity because we did have some stuff we could have talked about. I would like to bring up this. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been a shift in coverage for Biden. I don't know if you've noticed it. He's getting called out by certain networks and groups that it was.
We've been talking about that for a couple of weeks now, we've been talking about this for about a month and a half now.
Yeah. I really feel like, and I know we've talked about it, and our diehard listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about. Keep your eye on Kamala. She's been very quiet lately. She weathered the border debacle.
Well, that's the last you really heard.
Yeah, and now she's kind of under the radar. And now you get people on networks that hadn't been negative toward the Biden administration at all. And now actually being critical and actually maybe doing a decent job at, but there's probably a motive. There's probably an agenda there. Keep your eye on Kamala. And be careful what you wish for. Now, Biden might be an idiot, and he is. He's a grade-A douchebag. He's an idiot. But at least we know he is.
Yeah.
We don't know what Kamala would be. And anybody that's gotten to where they are by doing what they've done, watch out what you wish for. That's all I'm going to say. But I have noticed that different networks that have not been critical in the past are now being critical to Biden.
Yeah.
You know, and that was that whole transition conspiracy we kind of, you know, talked about, not saying it's a conspiracy, you know. How, let me ask you this. When does a conspiracy become an intuition? When does that happen? Because a lot of these conspiracy theories have turned to almost into a forecast. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, I told you about that. You call me fucking crazy. Guess what? We got to get a double vaccine now. Oh, shit. No, oh, I said the vaccine.
I remember saying as soon as vaccines start getting distributed, there'd be another COVID.
Well, I heard something about a booster shot, but it was for the older
booster, you know, shot
community. Yeah, it's like a booster for the vaccine shot you already got. You know. And however, I heard it was FDA approved, the booster shot. I'm not sure about the other stuff. I'm not allowed to talk about it because then all you'll see is a big old, this video cannot be found. You know, so.
Using your Robin voice.
Did it sound Robin-ish?
It sounded pretty
Robin-ish.
That's
the new word. Don't be Robin.
No
be
Robin.
Robin right now. You oh. Robin.
They already used that for CVS's in California.
Dude, I know you're probably a little upset about that, but I mean, I think it's going to be to where when they start hitting these big name guys, you know. Iron Man.
Robin is big name. The dynamic duo.
Yeah, I get it, but he's still the sidekick. He's not the alpha, if you will.
Not in that comic, but in the comic labeled Robin, he is.
Well, okay, yeah. But,
in Teen Titans, he is. In Nightwing, he is. In Red Hood, he is.
That's not because you froze up. All right. Ask 100 people.
100 comic book readers or 100
just
random people?
Just random 100 people. What's
literally
first
don't care for
say?
their opinion.
I'm just saying to get a true consensus, it has to be random. Okay, it can't be your diehard. Of course they're going to know. But ask 100 random people, when I say the word Robin, what is, other than Black Lives Matter, what comes to mind?
If I had the same point of view as the average random,
you
I wouldn't feel
right
so strongly.
You went right over that joke. That was funny. Come on. Now I know how it feels. I'm sorry, Jake. I'll never do it again.
Oh, that's good.
That's 100 people. When you say the name Robin, what's the first thing you think of? Of course it's going to be Batman. It's not going to be Robin
75% of them are going to say Bird.
No, I'm saying in comic.
The other 25% of people are going to say, I live in Goldsboro. What do you think it means?
It means check your six. You know, that's what it
Stay
means.
Frosty.
Stay frosty. Better luck next time. All right, so.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Well, I wanted to give a little information out.
I got some guacamole, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the guacamole today.
I got the guac.
I told you I didn't like guacamole, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
As it matters, but. We are on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. Probably for a little while. This is getting dangerously
This episode
funny.
Might not make it.
Yeah. This was a good episode, though. I think it was funny. Surely, some of our fans would like it. May not be as political as it usually is, but damn.
But that's probably a better
Sometimes
thing.
Sometimes it's boring, and we want to have fun. We talked about, I mean, regardless of what Jake talked about, it still had a political bend to it. You know, it had a somewhat of a political aspect to it because all that shit's been politicized, you know.
All of it.
The the gender shit and, you know, the equality for whoever hadn't got their tuggy yet or whatever, you know, whoever's oppressed. I have a hard time believing that. I've seen some lesbians. None of them look like they've ever needed a meal. Okay, that's probably wrong to say, but yeah, when you think of that, you know, I don't think of an oppressed because they can't eat. So,
I don't know anymore, dude.
It's never like the videos, dude. Come on, man. That's daydreaming. That's daydreaming.
There's never anything
you're gonna,
like that.
You're going to get the blue-haired gauge girl with the big old gauges in the ear, you know, with the padlock coming through the nose. That's what you're going to get.
My name's Joshua.
No.
And I have tits.
My name is Michael. And I'm...
Oh, fuck.
All right, let's get serious. Let's close this thing out. All right, we're going to have you... We're just going to have fun today. We wanted to have fun today. You know, guys, politics sometimes get boring as fuck. We do want to keep it political, but we want to make you laugh, too. So we're trying to do a little both.
This is the longest
outro. If you don't like it, like I said, if you don't like it...
For the listeners.
Try better. Try better. Do better. With that being said, we will be back next Sunday, or whenever you finally get to it. It don't matter what time you get it. It's still there. You can go back and listen to our older podcast if you missed last week's. We weren't there. So you didn't know we missed it anyway. So if I hadn't said anything, we would have been fine. With that being said, go grab yourself. We're out.
Later.